LDC category is defined by these three areas. So it's Human Assets Index, an Economic Vulnerability Index, and also per capita income. And each has a threshold, and if a country passes through that threshold, it can be recommended for graduation. And so the process is that if at two consecutive triennial reviews of the CDP, two consecutive three-yearly reviews, a country meets two of the three criteria, then it may be recommended for consideration for graduation. Also, if a country has a per capita income of double the threshold for two consecutive triennial reviews of the CDP, then it can be recommended for graduation on the income criteria alone. So this actually is the case in Equatorial Guinea currently, which will be the next country to graduate from the LDC category next year in 2017. It has such a high per capita income that on that basis alone it will be recommended for graduation.
Is there an example of a country that may have moved off the LDC list but for a variety of factors may have then been put back on?
No, there isn't, and it's a often asked question. The way that the criteria are designed is asymmetric. So the threshold for graduation is higher than the threshold for inclusion in the LDC category. So if for some reason a country were to graduate and then there was a fluctuation in one of the three criteria, human assets, economic vulnerability, or per capita income, and maybe there was an economic downturn and the country went below that threshold, it wouldn't usually be expected to go so far as to meet the criteria for inclusion back into the category. You know, so it gives them kind of breathing space for graduation. But that said, only four countries have ever graduated from the LDC category since its inception in 1971. You know, Botswana in the early 90s, Maldives, Cape Verde and Samoa. And I think really we need to work much harder to ensure that a great many more countries do graduate in coming years.
But there is a target that you hope that at least half of the countries will graduate by 2020? Is that a little ambitious?
It's unfortunately very ambitious. Our calculations suggest that in addition to the three countries which have been slated for graduation in coming years, which are Equatorial Guinea, Angola and Vanuatu, there may be another seven. Seven countries currently meet two of the three criteria and therefore might be recommended for potential graduation in 2018. And of them, there are at least two which have expressed scepticism about the desirability of graduating, mainly for reasons of economic vulnerability. So it's actually very unlikely that we get anything like as many as 24 LDCs graduating by 2021, if not impossible, given the way the criteria works and current trends. Yeah, so I think that's over-ambitious, and at best we might be looking at 10. And in any case, the triennial reviews of the CDP are in 2018 and 2021, and not 2020. So, in other words, it would be 2021 when countries that are identified for the second time in 2018 are actually eligible to officially graduate.